The following podcast is not real, but it is really brought to you by Ankle Gecko. Oh, I see. Earwolf, he wrote, but it's supposed to be Earwolf. It's Earwolf. And it continues to be sponsored by Cards Against Humanity, who want you to send small dimensional portal-sized care packages to Cards Against Humanity, 1917 North Elston, Chicago, Illinois, 60642, care of Arnie Niekamp, Vermilion Minotaur, Town of Hog's Face, Land of Foon. They'll shove them through the dimensional porthole behind the Burger King and get them to the knuckleheads you're about to listen to. So enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is what you need to know. About a year and some change ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the fantastical, magical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional portal, and I use that to upload a podcast that I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hog's Face, in the land of Foon.
Excuse me, gentlemen. I couldn't help but see the three of you sitting here.
Oh.
What I have to tell you, I'm a confidential courier.
You spoke to us last week.
Jimena, you pulled this con on us last week.
Let's hear what he has to say.
I'm carrying a most secret package, mm-hmm. and I could absolutely not tell you what it is, unless, of course, a round of mead and a talent wine and maybe a rainbow bowl.
Jimena, you did this last week. You already have conned almost every table into fingering your butthole last week.
It's the secret beads of Berlinshire, right?
My goodness. And let me guess, you want at them. Well, go ahead. Do your worst.
Get out of here.
Little pervert.
Oh, my God.
Arnold, I've been meaning to ask you, do you want big hands again?
I do. It's been a hard week. With tiny hands. Thank you.
But it's so cute to watch you drink from your cup.
Yeah, I know. It was kind of
It's adorable. Like a little baby drinking
little
alcohol.
Little baby hands.
And I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light.
Oh, wait, start over.
Manipulator Usador. Of magical delights.
Usador, start over, sorry.
Gladly.
I'm so sorry, because I want to hear this from the beginning.
And I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hukstengjis. And I am known in the northeast as Gasmania's Paystar. And if you're concerned that there may be names that I have not yet revealed, be sure that that is the case. I shan't reveal these names. It is entirely my discretion when I choose to reveal them. If I ever reveal them, it is my choice.
And thank you, Chloe, for that sick Wizard of the 12th Realm of Feces burn for your email last week.
Yes, with all the wit I've come to expect from Earthens.
It's much more challenging to interrupt your name at the very beginning. Usually I have to wait till near the end, and I have to really hop on it at the beginning.
You notice how two other people came up with better puns than Feline Zelig?
It's true. But you know what? Someday, when you least expect it, that Feline Zelig pun is going to pay off.
I doubt it.
And I'm also joined, as always, by my best buddy, Chunt.
Biggity-boo.
How you doing, bud?
Pretty good. I'm still wearing two crowns.
That's right, yeah.
And as people know at this point, I am king of all badgers and all baby hands.
King of all baby hands?
Yeah, so I'm your ruler.
Usador made my hands bigger again.
Oh.
Sorry.
Narts. Hey, you know what? Why don't we talk to our guest? I'm very excited. We have kind of like an important figure in Hog's Face. I'm excited to talk to Gianessa. Gianessa, I'm sorry, I'm going to mess up your last name. Gianessa Relcoris?
That's correct.
Gianessa Relcoris, the first female sheriff of Hog's Face.
Yes, thank you. Gentlemen, good evening.
Good evening.
Are you currently working, or would you like to have a drink with us?
I would love, honestly, can I? I would love to have a drink with you three.
It would
Please,
be my pleasure
yeah.
to get something for you.
Yeah, it's on Usador.
What would you like?
A glass of mead or ale or a pilsner or anything. What are you, gentlemen, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm going to have a strong stout ale.
I'm just going to have a water. I've been trying to slow it down on the drinking a little bit lately.
Mead for Arnold.
But do not let that slow you. Don't let that discourage you from having some.
That won't slow me down. I've just completed my...
Shunt, what do you want?
Shift at work.
Sure. I'll take a king's juice.
King's juice?
What's a king's juice?
What is that?
It's just a raspberry with mead, but...
Oh, you just decided to give it a name, like a year later?
Hey, I have, like, what, 4 weeks to live?
He has dominion over the badgers. Let him name a drink.
Okay, fair enough. So, I'm sorry, Gianessa, you just finished your shift.
Yes.
Is it difficult being the first... is it difficult being a sheriff in Hogsface?
Crime is at an all-time high right now in Hogsface. Yes.
Is there any reason it's on the rise that you can tell?
You know, I want to blame it on the tides.
Mm-hmm. The tides?
But I can't, because it happens every 8 hours or so, there's a spike in crime.
Every 8 hours?
Have you not noticed?
No.
I rarely leave the tavern.
That's a problem that you need to address on your own.
I do. It's true. So, like...
Usador, surely, I'm sorry to interrupt, but surely you have noticed...
The spike in crime
every 8 hours.
Aye, of course. For every 8 hours, the tides begin to shift, and the Dark Lord grows in power, and his servants, his minions, come out of the cracks between the very shadows and find their way into Hogsface, where they create wanton destruction and hatred.
And there's a lot of petty theft.
Yeah, there's like pickpocketing and stuff like that.
What a name calling.
Yeah, terrible name calling.
So, like, every 8 hours, you're just like, there's just so much crime.
Yes.
Is it, what level is it at the rest of the time?
When I say levels, it might be different. My levels might be different than your levels on Earth. On Earth, what did you account for crime levels?
I don't really know. There were statistics. Like, we kept, like, numbers of everything. Yes. But I don't really know that much about it. I'm not very good with math.
Yeah.
So, like, in an average Earth day, how many donkey beatings were there in your town?
In my town?
Yes.
God, you know, I would hope none, but you know what? Probably one.
Just one?
Probably one. But
I laugh at that number.
Really?
I laugh at that number.
Here in Foon, a lot of times we'll take donkeys, especially if they're from Shrike, we'll string them up, and then we string them up, we hang them, and then what we do is we all take, like a club, and we'll just beat the crap out of it. But usually we'll close our eyes just so it's more fun.
Uh-huh.
You don't have that on Earth?
No. Well, I mean, we have something similar to that, but they're not real donkeys.
What do you use?
We just use, like... paper mache animals that are filled with candy.
Isn't that one of your secret names? Papa Mache?
Of course.
Who knows you as Papa Mache?
All the little pixies of the Turin Thorst.
Oh.
Papa Mache.
Oh, come back. Oh, come back,
come
Papa
back,
Mache.
Papa Mache.
Oh, Papa Mache.
They desperately want me to feed them berries all the time.
I'm sure.
I don't have time to do it all the time. I'm just one wizard!
That's how I feel sometimes.
Yeah, Gianessa,
you have a great burden upon your shoulders.
I gotta say, you look tired.
I am so tired.
Well, barkeep, can we get her a shot for the sheriff?
I would love it. But not a shot for the deputy, please.
Yeah.
No, of course not.
We're not getting along.
Oh, what's wrong with your deputy? Do I know him, her, or it?
It's definitely him.
Ooh.
It's definitely him. If I had to give you three clues.
Yeah.
Who it was... Who's the biggest bastard you can think of
Arnold
in this town?
No, guys.
No, that's not... It's the second biggest bastard you can think of in this town. I'm sorry, Arnie. No
offense.
Arnie
when he's drunk?
No, it's no version of Arnie.
Oh, Dugrenth.
Yep.
Dugrenth.
On the nose.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Dugrenth?
What isn't wrong with Dugrenth?
He used to be the blacksmith, and now he thinks he's a big deal.
Hmm.
Anyone can take something hot and make it into something.
Sure.
Anyone can do that. Any one of us.
Yeah.
But can he shoot a longbow the way I can?
That's right. Being a sheriff, like, with a longbow, do you have to use your longbow very often?
I have to.
Yeah.
I also want to, so it works out for
me
well.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Good. That's great. If you shoot an arrow, do you have to do a lot of paperwork afterwards?
Oh, the paperwork. Uh-huh. And you know, I didn't take this job to sit behind a desk.
Sure. What did you take the job to do?
To shoot people with arrows.
Sure.
Shoot them clean through.
Yeah, that's
Can't
fair.
You just use your mace every once in a while?
I could, but I'll tell you what. We say that we use that first, but we don't.
Yeah.
Well, it's a metal ball with spikes on it.
So oh, I'm well aware of what
that,
it is.
You use that first and it's last. No, I was just saying. Like,
But they say, go first, you know, don't try to harm first fully. Like, don't try and kill.
Yeah.
Harm. First do harm.
First.
Is the rule here.
First.
First harm.
Then kill.
Then resurrect.
And on third,
then interrogate.
Oh.
Yes.
Wait, what's that order again?
Harm kill, resurrect, interrogate.
Oh, wow.
Did you take...
Well, my whole, like, thing is really fighting the forces of evil. But I, you know, crime fighting gets mixed in with that, of course.
Yes.
Yes, so I know a little bit.
But Usador, don't get into vigilante justice. This is, look, she's the sheriff.
At this point, though, I'm very tired, and if you want to take on a couple, I'll give you...
Let's find that pervert and kill him.
Tell you what, I am looking for someone.
Really?
It's funny that you say pervert. I am looking for a pervert currently.
Well, you're in the right place.
Aren't we all?
We just saw a current pervert.
But not that way.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
I mean, we all want a pervert of sorts.
Well, the pervert that matches our own perversions.
Yes. Well, you know, a pervert on the streets and then a different kind of pervert in the sheets.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. You're speaking of an unwanted pervert.
Yes.
Oh, an undesirable.
Actually,
I've seen a few of those around.
Fellas, if you can help me out, I've been on the lookout for a long time.
Sure.
For a courier. This guy is a real piece of work.
Jim Courier? Otherwise known as Jimnet Turley Bertha?
Jimnet Turley Bertha, yes.
Yeah, he was just here.
Yes, you just missed him.
Did he do that bullshit about anal beads?
Yeah, but none of us fell for it.
The second time.
None of us
I think Ernie was in a little bit of Jimnet danger.
Look.
He got you. He got you good. I can see it all over your face.
Arnie, use him like
a puppet. He was so, you know, he really drew me in at the beginning.
Oh,
you know?
Sure.
Yeah, Jim Courier.
Hey, Adrian.
Yeah, it starts with love, and then, you know, it goes from there.
He paints a picture. His butthole is like the North Star. People are chasing after it.
Yeah.
Arnold is a real birther.
No, I'm not. I am not. I'm not a birther. I'm a whatever the opposite of a birther is.
You see, sometimes I have to be a birther. Are you talking about when a woman goes into labor and you're just trying to be a sheriff, but you have to deliver a baby?
Oh.
In the back of a cart? Yes.
Yes.
Yes, that happens all the time.
How often do you have to deliver a baby as the sheriff?
You know, I didn't think it was going to be as bad as it actually is. I have delivered myself, this month alone, 14 children.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty much like donkey beating child, donkey beating, donkey beating, like a robbery, and then more donkey beating and another child.
Oh, sure. And the thing about donkey beatings is here's where it gets hard, because it is a thin line. Because it's illegal to beat donkeys, but it's also illegal not to.
Oh, that's tough.
Yes, you have to know exactly where in the range you fall. Are you on the legal side or the illegal side of it?
Yeah.
Depending on where the sun lies in the sky... It could be perfectly legal or perfectly illegal to beat a donkey.
Oh, gosh.
And a lot of donkeys here are, like, massive depressives. Like, they're super depressed.
Super depressed.
It's like they hang their head.
Uh-huh.
And they're really sad.
Wouldn't you be if people called you an ass all day long?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel that way.
I can relate.
Have you seen my emails?
No. Are they missing? Is that another crime I have to solve?
No, I do not want to add to your load. Let's hang out. Let's, you know.
Chunt gave a good chuckle when you said load. What I don't know, fellas?
Nothing. He's just very juvenile.
Gianessa.
Yes.
Usador is now committed to helping you fight crime in Hogsface.
Usador, I, Gianessa, am now committed to helping you fight the Dark Lord.
Wonderful. So you've officially joined my quest. So that if we defeat all the crime here in Hogsface, then she shall be free to join me upon the road, where we shall find glory and wonder as we defeat that dark master of all. Aye, that would destroy us if we would let him.
But Usador, if you're going to turn to vigilante justice to help clean up Hogsface...
I should probably change my voice. You're right.
You should probably change your voice and have some kind of a secret...
Like
that's...
Oh, that works for me. What did that do to you guys?
Nah.
You must face Usador.
It seems real affected.
That did something to me and my nethers.
Yeah.
Does it?
I don't think that's the
Would
voice.
I talk like this?
Yeah.
I don't think that's the voice we want.
It's,
but it's the
yourself.
Voice you need. Yes, that is the voice I shall affect when I go about fighting crime here in Oxford.
That's great. I should get a voice like that.
Yes, oh, yes, you should.
Yeah, if you turn, you know, on your off hours, if you did vigilante justice, what would your voice be?
It's going to be a nice night out there. It's going to be a good night. Ooh. Everybody's going to make love.
Wow. So your superhero character would be Super Mario.
What? I don't.
Mm-hmm. Earth people are kind of indifferent to it.
I believe that.
What? Usador, what's wrong?
I am sensing a resonance stone. I feel a message coming to us from those brave adventurers upon the road.
That's right, the resonance stone. We're going to hear from Otak, Flower, and Krom the Fingir.
I'm getting it now, so you don't have to explain it. Adventurers upon the road.
Oh, yeah, let's listen.
The Rocky Talkies.
Hello? Hello, is this thing on? This is Krom. Otak and Flower are both fast asleep. Or I think Flower's just passed out. She was hitting the cask of wine pretty hard this evening. Just wanted to record some of my thoughts from today. On the road, I saw a caterpillar crossing the road, and I thought, boy, that's going to take forever. Look how tiny he is. And I'm so big. But then it made me think, what if there's something so big in the land of Foon that to them, I am the caterpillar? And then I think, it's all relative, isn't it? Being big, being small. I burned myself 3 times today. I was angry at the fire. I'm going to try switching up my diet, I think, a bit on this trip. More vegetables and fruit. Is that you? Oh, talk.
Shit, will you hold back my pedals? I gotta puke.
Back to, sorry, guys. Was I being loud? What are you doing?
Nothing. I just think you left the residence stone on. I just came over to turn it off.
We'll just turn it off and again, turn in, all right? I need you fresh tomorrow.
Flower, you okay?
Yeah, just spoon with me.
Okay.
I'm gonna puke on you.
That was the message for this week.
Oh, wow, great. I kind of miss Krom.
Well, who wouldn't? He's a charming and sensitive young man. Why don't we get a drink from the bar?
Yeah, let's take a quick break. Janessa, let's get you a drink. And
well, I got her a shot, but she threw it away.
It was a shot without warning. Didn't know it was coming. I had to duck. Threw it, tucked and rolled.
Hey, she's the sheriff.
I already did that one.
I know you did.
We'll be right back.
Hello, Bungaree Chubbins here for Chubbins Chamber Pots and so forth. It's been a few moons since you've heard me on this talking program. Truth is, I've been under the care of my good friends at the Hog's Face Free Magic and Bloodletting Clinic for an ongoing problem with mead I've had for the past 50-odd years. But fine, folks, there, I recommend them. There's no better place to go over the lonely holidays just to say hello and get strapped to a plank for a vein cleansing. Of course, that don't sell chamber pots, and I've got lots of inventory these days, so please come visit Chubbins Chamber Pots and so forth. I'm sober again and happy to be back sponsoring Hello from the Magic Tavern.
So, Gianessa, I've got to ask. We've heard about it, how tough it is being the sheriff of Hog's Face. Is it especially difficult being the first female sheriff of Hog's Face?
Oh, you guys don't even know. I had to pretend for the first 5 years of my service, I had to pretend to be male.
Really?
Yes.
And what voice did you use to do that?
It was... Let's see if I can get back into it. Hold on. Somebody say hello to me.
Hello.
From the Magic Tavern.
A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon.
Shut up!
Hello! It's a hot day to have a penis.
Yeah.
Oh, it
nailed it.
Wow, it is a hot day to have a penis. That's a good point.
I never thought about it.
It is.
Oh. Some days, you're just walking around and you're sweating and you're like, oh, why is this here between my legs?
Yeah, and people are talking about the weather. You're like, oh, God, it's a hot day. You're like, yeah, and I've got a penis.
Yeah. Yes. Or a hot night.
It's so hot to have a penis.
City. Yeah.
It's hot for this thing between my legs. That's the same as the one between yours.
Yeah, yes. Back of my penis getting dirty and gritty.
You see, Arnold, as progressive as Foon can be in many ways,
yeah,
it is still difficult for women in the workforce.
I'm sure.
For there is a prejudice that men are stronger and bigger and better fighters, but it is not true. I have fought beside many female adventurers who are just as handy as their male counterparts.
Sure.
You see, often a young lady who wishes to adventure spends some time as a young squire or a young boy in disguise.
Really?
Yes.
Did you... Now, when you were pretending to be a man, did you ever, you know, find that your coworkers had romantic feelings for you that confused them?
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time. And you know what's hard is that it was a fine ruse for me to keep up for that number of years, but every time when I was... You know the time when a lady's unclean for 7 days?
What?
That was hard to disguise.
Sure.
That was hard to disguise.
Sure. Yeah, I imagine it would be.
I had to make up so many different excuses.
Like, what were some of those excuses?
I've been run through.
Yeah.
I just love red pants.
Yes.
I spilled spaghetti.
Yes.
Speaking
you
of spaghetti.
It. Yeah.
Lady Sheriff, wait 1 second.
Okay.
You don't have to call her Lady Sheriff.
But you may.
Here. I got a hold of the tramp. Here. Come here.
Get your hands off of me. Sheriff, thank goodness. Thank goodness you're here. These men accused me of having the secret beads of Furlingshire inside me, and they groped me and had their way with me.
It's true. Arnold did it.
That man.
Vigilante justice has been served.
Oh, great.
Here, I'm going to put a plate of spaghetti between the two of you.
Oh, don't mind if I do.
The tramp has one end.
Oh, God.
Oh. I forgot how he eats and drinks.
I've lost my appetite immediately.
Oh, I thought the lady and the tramp are both going to start eating that spaghetti.
So did I.
You wanted me to.
Oh, full plate. That'll help with the next round of talent wine and rainbow bowls and meads that I have.
You're under arrest.
You're under suspicion of needing a good tail.
What?
I am Jim Courier.
Jim Courier, we know who you are.
What?
And I'm going to place you in stocks now.
Where are you?
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, yeah, what are some of the punishments that you have here in Foon? Stocks?
Stocks are good. Stocks are so good.
Sure.
You know what? There's so much fun. Because a lot of people think, you know, there's no worse punishment than humiliation. And this one is good because it's humiliation and physical pain.
Yeah, that's a great one.
And, you know, we encourage people, bring fruit. Bring old things you want to get rid of.
Yeah.
From your homes and just chuck them at people.
Wow.
Just do what you like.
Yeah.
You're often humiliated. What are you being punished for?
I don't know. I'm racking my brain to find out what I've done to deserve all the humiliation that has come into my life.
I don't think you need to look that deep. But now that we have Jim Courier in our grasp, what shall we do with him? Put him in the stocks for a day? A week? How long?
We could put him in the stocks. We could put him in the dungeon.
You can put me wherever you'd like. Once I get the secret beads of Furling Shower in my mouth, I'll disappear. You'll never hear from me again.
I tell you what, Jim.
Yes?
I won't arrest you if you can produce those beads right now. From your own anus, no one may help him. If you can produce those beads right now, I will set you on your way. You'll be free.
Well, all right. Just reach down into my anus.
I feel like he's gonna enjoy us watching him do this.
Everyone, look away. Don't give him the satisfaction of watching him dig into his own anus.
Let's all look away.
One, two secret beads.
Those are not beads.
Here they are. Now I'm going to place one on my mouth right here. And I can't be Oh, dear. Oh, boy. I swallowed the secret beads again. Never fear, they will reappear in my anus soon. I'll just wait here and... Hey, it might be up for a quick nap by the bar.
Now that you have a wizard fighting crime with you, how do you feel about ironic punishments?
I love them.
You, Jim Courier, I shall shrink you down to the size of a hummingbird, and I shall hide you inside this glass bottle for a week.
Give him a top hat.
With a tiny top hat. Bing!
All right, now you're going to put him inside that glass butthole.
Yes, here in this glass bottle.
Oh, bottle.
Yes, it's bottle. What did you think I said?
I swear you said glass butthole.
I thought we all heard butthole.
I mean, that would have been more like the full ironic thing to do.
What is a glass butthole?
I don't know. You
it's
said
it's very
it.
Delicate. It's very delicate.
Oh.
Gianessa, what is your experience with... Do you have a glass butthole?
Well, my father actually was a glass blower.
Oh!
Yes, so I don't have a glass butthole, uh-huh. But I'd be lying if I said there weren't several around my home growing up.
Sure, oh yeah, I'm sure. And as a child, they've got to be fascinating.
Don't tap on that. He's in there. Don't tap on that.
What? I'm curious.
Don't tap on that.
Shake it, shake it, shake it.
No, don't shake it. Don't shake it.
So, Gianessa, the question, my biggest question.
Yes.
So you had to pretend to be a man for a long time as
yes.
Sheriff of Fume. Did you reveal yourself to be a woman, or were you discovered? What happened?
I revealed myself. I could no longer lie. When you become a sheriff, or even a deputy, or even an officer of the law, you take an oath
yeah.
to tell the truth and to serve and protect and the villagers and everyone, and forest creatures. You know this, goblins,
yeah.
you protect everyone you can, even if they're evil.
Yeah.
Intentioned.
And you're like, I'm not just one of the guys.
I am not just one of the guys. I'd never played football. I never did.
Yeah.
I never tried to play football. It was, you know what I'm saying? It was a moment of clarity for me where I said, come clean.
Yeah.
Tell everyone the truth. So without saying an honest-to-goodness word, I stood up in the town in front of everyone and just removed my clothing. And I stood there and I put my arms out. My arms were just outstretched, and I looked up. I wish it had been warmer the day I did it, but
sure.
You know what? Sometimes when you make up your mind to do something.
Yeah,
sure. Cold day to have a vagina.
You know what? I should have said that. That would have been outstanding if I had said that.
Yeah, that would have just broken the tension.
I just screamed, look.
Well, it's not uncommon that once a lady who's been in disguise for some time as a man does reveal herself. That
sure.
She does it in a dramatic fashion. It's the fashion of the times.
If I hadn't done it in a dramatic fashion, I would have been arrested.
Very true.
Oh, really? You can be arrested for not doing something dramatically
enough?
If
you're going to reveal a gender...
Uh-huh.
Everyone on Foon knows that gender isn't... It's fluid.
Sure, sure.
It's fluid.
It's on a spectrum.
We all know that.
Did you reveal it on, like the 11th night of you working, or like the 13th night of you working?
There was no numerical purpose. It honestly was the moment I couldn't take it anymore.
Sure.
And I just stood up and I said... I screamed, look, and I had disrobed. And
how do people react?
Well, some with laughter.
Sure.
Because boys don't cry.
Well, but they can.
Yeah.
The line of masculinity is blurred now.
Yeah.
Which I think is fantastic.
Yeah, I just
think
feel like
it's fantastic.
Usually with males, instead of crying, they laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to distance themselves.
Sure.
They can. It does put up.
A few people applauded, though, didn't they?
Some.
Yeah.
And I worried, though, that I would be arrested for fear of me being a painted woman. I didn't want people to think that I was a woman of ill repute. And luckily, no one ever thought that.
Mm-hmm.
No one ever thought she's attractive enough to be an actual prostitute. And you know what? It's not about looks. I am good at my job.
Sure.
So.
I think you're a handsome woman.
Thank you.
Have we ever told you about football?
No. What is football on Foon?
Oh, it's fantastic.
It's just you stand in a circle and you kick this little ball at each other.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Here, let me demonstrate with this bottle.
Oh, there's a person in there.
Oh yeah. Oh, be careful. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry, Jim. There. Get back to the table.
That hummingbird's gonna have severe head trauma.
Yes.
After that.
Maybe I should let him out of here. Yep. What? How did you like that?
Well, that was quite a punishment. I've learned my lesson. And I'll admit that what I put in my mouth earlier were not the secret beads of Furlingshire. And if I could just steal a little bit of this.
Oh.
I'll admit that One cannot take the secret beads of Ferningshire out of their own anus. They need someone else's hands. There, I've given up another secret.
Oh. Wait, maybe he does have them then.
No, Usador.
This is
Otto,
how...
let me shrink down.
Usador, this is how he gets you.
Oh, you're right.
All right, if there are no takers to get the secret beads of Ferningshire, I guess none of your quandaries will be solved.
See, the problem with this is that there's an old saying that there's a sucker born every minute. And I've delivered 14 of them this month alone.
Where are they? I'd like to get them to put their hands up my anus to get these.
They're babies right now.
Oh, dear.
You're a complete sex pervert.
Complete.
A complete sex pervert.
It's fully formed.
You have all of the perversions that are possible?
Yes, I collected them all.
What a monster.
Well, I was just playing along. What did I just agree to? Yeah, take another jaunt out of this pint of weed.
Oh, curse take me now.
Well, Gianessa, thank you so much for not just for coming by the podcast, but for helping to keep Hogsface safe.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure.
I shall report for duty first thing in the morning.
Don't go so early. I'm going to try and come in a little late.
I'll be there at 5 a.m.
Okay, good. That's about when I'll roll in.
All right.
And I'll be there reporting for booty. Thank you very much.
Get out of here, little pervert.
Hey, look, some hats. Hello, excuse me.
I'm really surprised he didn't say reporting for duty, but the other way. Not D-U-T-Y.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
because he is into butt stuff. We all know it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, definitely. We found that out the hard way.
He's a shit freak, right?
Wait, you said you're just getting this?
Yes, now I understand. He's into butt stuff.
Hey, John, did you get any emails this week?
Yes. Let's see here. I got an email from Chris Bishop. It says, "Riddles me fingies. Chunt, I heard the latest podcast. Super awesome hearing about Dream Climbers. But Arnie's riddles..." So this must have been from a while ago. "But Arnie's riddles, they were mediocre. I have one for you there."
Well, first of all, they were not my riddles. People sent in riddles.
Just own it, dude. "But Arnie's riddles, they were mediocre. I have one for you that I think you will appreciate, and I challenge you to use them on your lovers. It won me many maidens." I'll ask it to Usador, since I already saw the answer here. Question, if you have a bee in your hand, what do you have in your eye?
If you have a bee in your hand, what do you have in your eye? I don't know.
The answer is beauty.
What?
I understand it perfectly. You simpletons don't get it. Beauty in your eye of the beholder.
Ah!
Don't give up on reversing the curse. If the Red Sox can do it, you can too. Who are the Red Sox?
You know what, Gianessa? I know why you are the sheriff, because you look at clues and you put it together.
I'm not going to lie, that one impressed me. It caught me off guard, even as it was coming out of my mouth, that I got that right.
If you want to email me, you can always email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. And here's an email I got. "Dear Arnie, as a doctoral candidate in epidemiology..." Oh, boy. I'm impressed that I pronounced that correctly. "I must warn you of the danger unknown infectious diseases pose not only to yourself, but the good people of Foon." Uh-oh. "You may have unwittingly introduced a pathogen into the general population of which there is no natural immunity. You should also familiarize yourself with common Foonian diseases and their symptoms, you know, just in case. Frankly, I'm surprised you've survived the year in Foon without such basic knowledge. Perhaps Usador and Chunt can enlighten us listeners on Earth. Wishing you good health, Jeb Vogus."
Have you had Blood's face?
Blood's face?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Well, your face bleeds?
No. Like, how, like,
it's pretty common. Most people have it once in their life, and then they get over it.
Sure. Like, how much blood are we talking about?
All of it.
All of it?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, boy. John, what are some of the other diseases I should be worried about?
On-the-spotism?
On-the-spotism?
Mm-hmm. You get spots all over yourself.
Oh, okay.
Have you had chunder?
Chunder?
Yes.
Oh, have you had chunder? Because I've never had it.
Uh-huh.
Oh. And I'm afraid.
You don't want to get chunder.
Where would I get chunder? Down under?
You could get it down under if you're, like, looking underneath rocks.
Oh.
Or if you're going through a cave as you're on your quest to find the lunar sword. It's usually in moist, damp places you'll get a bad case of chunder.
What are the symptoms?
Boils on your legs, boils on your forehead, boils on your chest, and you bleed from the face.
And HPV.
Oh. I know. I don't think. I mean, I'm. I got to be honest. I wasn't in the best health back on Earth. So
what?
I haven't noticed.
Wait, what?
But I don't know. I don't think that I had anything contagious that I know of. I mean, have you guys experienced any new weird? I mean, obviously, Chunt, you have your curse, but have you guys experienced any weird? Have there been any new weird diseases? Like, Sheriff, would you know? Has there been any kind of like health problems in Foon that have been new?
Well, yes, but I just. I mean, honestly, I attributed it to the amount of people reaching up Jim's anus to get those beads.
Sure.
Well, yeah. Pink eye.
It's a pink eye, hand, foot, and mouth has been going crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy right now.
But we already had those things. You didn't bring those here.
No, you didn't bring those.
All right.
But now a lot of people are bleeding from the mouth and the hand and the foot, which didn't happen before.
Sure.
And the whole face and anus.
Yeah, and the anus.
Yeah, well, I think that's more from like the actual digging
sure.
around in there.
Yeah, sure. Oh, boy. Well, I'll keep an eye out on all this stuff. Oh, and you know what? Actually, before we go, we got another package left behind the Vermilion Minotaur that was sent to Cards Against Humanity, to Arnie Niekamp, 1917 North Elston, Chicago, Illinois, United States, 60642. And it's a T-shirt.
Ooh.
I assume this is for Chunt because it's got a badger on it and it says, bring it.
Bring it. All right. This is awesome.
And I believe it's from Pete Wesson. So thank you, Pete. There's no message.
Wesson the P, you want to send the T.
Thank you, Pete. If that T-shirt doesn't fit Chunt, we'll fashion it into a pair of underwear for Arnold.
There's also a sucker.
Mm. There's one of those born every minute.
Oh,
Chunt, do you want to try this candy from the stranger? You know, it's in my world, it's not always wisest to eat candy from strangers.
Ah, shoot, I dropped it.
Yoink. This will go well with...
Oh, no.
I think that I'll save this for later, which means I'll transport it for now.
Oh, no. Oh.
You there, with the hat!
I shouldn't have let him go.
I know.
Wish we should not have. We should have stopped him.
I was having such a nice time with you.
Oh.
Thank you, gentlemen, so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
It's my pleasure.
Is there anything we can do to make your job or your life easier?
Oh, thank you for asking. Now, here's the thing. Crime happens all the time. All the time. And if you witness something, talk about it.
Sure. If you see something, say something.
That is a great way to say that.
That seems awfully succinct.
Or if you see someone committing a crime, take a bite out of them.
Oh, if you see someone committing a crime, take the time to take a bite out of them.
Too many of the sayings just go on too long here in Foon.
Well, that's rude.
Only you can prevent Foon fires. Nothing.
Just Arnie. That's a lot of responsibility for you.
It is. It really is.
Well, that was weird, huh? I was supposed to get What's-His-Face out of the Chrono Mill room to start the show, but I figured I would just try it myself so I could have some, you know, alone time. And honestly, it's not that hard. I mean, he makes it look really dramatic, pressing all these different buttons and switches, but I don't think all of them do anything, to be honest with you. So, you know, this one's you and me. You and Craig, huh? Yeah, we got through it. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. I'm supposed to insult him. He could be better. Chunt the Shapeshifter was played by Adil Rafai. I've got no beef with him. Gianessa, the first female sheriff of Hogsface, was played by special guest Dana Kircioli. You can see Dana perform with Virgin Daiquiri at IO Chicago or with Fast, Loud, and Funny at the Second City. Jiminet Turleybirther was played by Tim Baltz, who is, I guess, maybe just gonna be on every episode now. I why not? Bungry Chubbins was played by Tom Gottlieb, Krom the Fingarian was played by Mark Logsdon, Otok was played by Nick Bear, and Flower was played by Brooke Bright. But you know those guys. Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Chris Rathjen. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard LeBon. Extra sound design by Jason Knox. And visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to Chicago Podcast Co-op. And, of course, thanks to Earwolf. I guess that's it. So I just end the... Oh, God, what button is the actual... Huh. He normally would do this... Okay, I'm just going to press everything. Okay, bye.